Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a bounced amen style pad for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. And this is not about making some polite, glossy synth bed that just sits there. We want something with movement, grit, swing, and a little bit of haunted energy. A pad that feels like it was pulled from an old record, then chopped and reshaped so it locks with the drums and bass. The goal is to create that rolling jungle atmosphere layer that supports the track without stepping on the amen break or the sub. Think of it like a ghost pad. It fills space, adds tension, and helps glue the whole rhythm section together. We're going to stay mostly inside Ableton stock devices, which is great, because that means you can repeat this workflow immediately in your own projects. First, set up your session for jungle territory. I'd start around 170 BPM. Anything in the 165 to 174 range works well, but 170 is a really solid classic center point. Keep the meter in 4/4 and organize your project early into three groups: drums, bass, and atmos or pads. That simple setup makes a huge difference later when you start automating and arranging. Now let's build the source sound. Start with a MIDI track and load a stock synth like Wavetable or Analog. If you want a slightly cleaner but still flexible tone, Wavetable is excellent. If you want something a little more old school and rounded, Analog works really well too. For Wavetable, start with a basic saw or pulse on oscillator 1, then add a second saw slightly detuned. You can shift the second oscillator down by a seventh or up an octave if you want more harmonic richness. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and don't overdo the detune. You want width, but not a blurry mess. Then use a low-pass 24 dB filter and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz. Add a bit of drive if needed, just enough to give it some density. If you use Analog, keep it simple. 2 saw oscillators, subtle detune, lower filter cutoff, and just a touch of envelope movement. The key here is restraint. We're building a pad source that will sound interesting once it's printed and chopped, not a super saw that tries to do everything at once. For the chord movement, stay in minor territory and keep it a little ambiguous. Jungle atmospheres love wide voicings. Don't stack everything neatly in root position. Spread the notes out so the chord feels cinematic and spacious. A progression like D minor, B flat major, C minor, a minor can work nicely. Or try something more suspended and dreamy like D minor add 9, B flat major 7, C sus 2, and a minor add 9. A good example voicing in D minor might be D2, A2, C3, F3, and A3. That gives you body, color, and space without clubbing the low mids. Before we bounce anything, we want the pad to already have some motion. So add a few effects in the chain. Auto filter is really useful here. Set it to low pass 24. And automate the cutoff so it moves between about 500 Hz and 4 kHz over time. Keep resonance fairly subtle. If you want, you can add a very gentle LFO, but don't make the movement obvious. After that, add chorus ensemble to widen the sound. Keep the rate slow and the amount moderate. You want width and shimmer, not seasick wobble. Then add a saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. This helps give the pad some broken tape or sampler character. Finish that pre-bounce chain with reverb. Use a decay between 2.5 and 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 30 ms, and keep the low end and top end under control with filtering. A darker reverb is usually the right move for this style. At this point, the pad should feel like a ghostly atmospheric layer already, but the real magic starts when we print it to audio. You've got two good options. You can freeze and flatten the MIDI track, which is fast and clean, or you can resample to a new audio track, which gives you even more control. I usually like resampling for this kind of work because once the sound is audio, you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, warp it, and treat it like a sample. That's where the jungle workflow really opens up. So either freeze and flatten, or create a new audio track, set its input to resampling or to the pad track, arm it, and record a few bars. 4 bars is a great starting point, but 8 bars gives you more material to work with later. Now bring that audio into the clip view and start shaping the bounce. Turn warp on. If the pad is smooth and sustained, Complex Pro usually works well. If it has more attack and you want to emphasize the rhythmic edges, Beats Mode can be interesting too. But for most atmospheric pads, Complex Pro gives you the most flexibility. Now we're going to chop it. You can manually split the clip at key points using Command or Control E, then move the slices around to create offbeat movement. Or you can right-click and use Slice to new MIDI track, which is fantastic if you want to trigger slices like a drum rack performance. That's a very jungle-friendly way to work. The main idea here is not to overgrid everything. Don't make it too perfect. Jungle atmosphere breathes, because the rhythm feels a little unstable, a little human, a little like it's responding to the break instead of obeying a metronome. Try letting one slice land on beat one, then put a shorter reply on the end of two, maybe a reverse tail before beat three, and then a broken fragment around beat four. That kind of call and response shape works beautifully behind an amen break. From there, use clip envelopes to make the bounce feel even smarter. Open the audio clip envelopes and start automating volume, filter frequency, or transpose in small amounts. For example, you might let bar 1 begin with a full chord hit on beat 1 and a filtered tail after it. Then in bar 2, chop it into an offbeat swell. In bar 3, open the low pass a little to lift the energy. And in bar 4, bring in a reverse or shorter tail so it leads naturally back around. A useful rule here is simple. The pad should support the groove, not flatten it. If the drums are strong, the atmosphere should leave room around them, especially around the snare. The amen break is the reference point. Shape your pad against the energy of the break, not just against the grid. Now let's process the bounced pad as audio. A solid stock chain might be EQ8, auto filter, saturator, delay, reverb, and utility. With EQ8, high pass the pad somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how much bass is already in the track. If the lower mids get muddy, carve a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's harsh, notch gently around 2 to 4K Hz. The goal is to make space for the drums and bass without killing the vibe. Auto filter can add movement and tension. Use subtle cutoff automation, and if you want a more dramatic transition feel, try a band pass sweep for breakdown moments. Saturator can bring the texture forward and make the sample feel a bit more worn in. Keep it subtle, but don't be afraid to add some grit. For delay, a ping-pong delay with low feedback and filtered repeats can add rolling motion. Sync it to 1/8 or 3/16 and keep it tucked behind the drums. Reverb should stay dark and controlled. Too much wash can make the snare lose impact. Finally, utility is your friend for stereo management. Keep the low-end mono if needed, and widen only the upper frequencies if the pad feels too narrow. Now here is the most important part. Make the pad groove with the drums. Load or program your amen style break and listen carefully to where the snare lands. You want the pad to interact with that rhythm. Avoid placing big pad hits right on top of the snare unless you really mean to. Let the pad breeze between snare accents. If the pad has a strong attack, use it as a pickup into a snare or bass phrase. That's where the tension starts to feel intentional. A simple pattern could be this. The pad starts softly on beat 1. A chopped accent hits on the end of 2. A filtered sustain or reverse swell appears on beat 3, and a short tail leads from the end of 4 back into the next bar. That creates a rolling, haunted pulse behind the break. To make the pad sit properly, sidechain it to the drums. A compressor or glue compressor works well. Feed it from the kick and snare bus or the full drum bus. Keep the ratio moderate, maybe 2:4:1, with a medium attack and a release that feels musical. You don't need aggressive pumping, just enough movement so the atmosphere breathes with the groove. If sidechain compression feels too obvious, use volume automation instead for more precise ducking. Now let's talk arrangement. In the intro, start with just the pad and maybe some filtered noise. Keep the low pass fairly closed and reveal the rhythm slowly. In the build, open the filter, increase stereo width, and bring in more slices or delay movement. You can also layer in a low pass amen ghost rhythm underneath for extra motion. In the drop, keep the pad restrained. Use smaller fragments and leave room for the bass and drums. In the breakdown, bring back a longer emotional pad phrase, maybe with more delay throws and reverse sections. And for transitions, automate filter cutoff and reverb ascend so the pad swells into the next section like a cinematic scene change. Here are a few advanced tips that really help. First, print early, but keep options. Make one main version of the pad, then render a second pass with a different filter opening or a different reverb length. Having two contrasting prints gives you arrangement flexibility without having to rebuild the sound later. Second, don't be afraid of ugly textures. A little aliasing, a bit of noise, a slightly rough modulation pattern can make the atmosphere feel more authentic and more jungle. Clean is not always the goal. You can also try layering a few printed versions of the same pad. One clean version for the harmonic body, one crunchier version for grit, and one airier version that's high-passed and drenched in reverb. Blend them lightly so you get body, texture, and space separately. Mid and side EQ shaping can help too. Keep the center controlled and let the sides carry the bit more width, especially in the upper mids and highs. For an even darker effect, Try reverse pull phrasing. Reverse short pad sections into strong drum hits so the pad feels like it's sucking into the snare instead of just sitting there. Or create a polyrhythmic chop cycle where one slice repeats every two beats, another every three quarters of a bar, and another only appears at the end of the phrase. That kind of shifting pattern gives the atmosphere a living, unstable feel that works brilliantly in jungle. If you want to challenge yourself, build a 16-bar evolving jungle atmosphere using just one bounced pad source, one Amen style break, one bass line, and basic stock processing. Change the pad every four bars. Use at least one chopped section, at least one reverse swell, and some kind of sidechain or manual ducking. Keep the atmosphere out of the sub-region, and make sure the final bar leads naturally back into the loop.